Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio.
Firehouse Sub, the hero of all subs.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Marie and my guys Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's get a penny's worth. JCPenney. Holiday 10, 13. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 8:10 to 9:05.
QL1, this is Control. Checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over? Well, actually, I'm kind of bored. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere and you're bored? It's just that I'm at excited after you rocket mortgage Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Okay. Equal housing lender. NMLSConsumerActs.org number 3030.
You know, though, like other wireless providers say, they will cut your bill in half, but who knows what kind of coverage you're going to get.
Hello.
Get nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks and still stay on your wireless bill a month.
You get the unlimited plan for just $45 a month. No contracts, no credit checks, no mystery fees.
And get this, with Sweet Talks, bring your own phone plan. You can keep your phone, your number, and even your network when you switch.
Sweet Talk Wireless, best phones, best networks, half the cost.
We all have mountains. The challenge is to push us further. At Coors Light, our mountain is brewing the world's most refreshing beer. That's why all of our brewery is cold lager, to give Coors Light its signature crisp taste. It's one cold filter to ensure brewing and clarity. And it's why we package cold to seal in Coors Light's refreshing flavor. Because we believe every client deserves a refreshing finish. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
The words of Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, national president of Reina. He said there are times when being right hurts. If things were bad before, now they are worse. That's the case with the so-called structural reforms. For example, they offered to lower the prices of gas and electricity, and it has been the other way around. They increased the gas prices. They increased the price of electricity. They lied. But many have not lost their faith, and Morena has the formula. If they end the corruption in the government, there will be well-being and security for everyone. Morena, the hope of Mexico. Today, Mexico is one of the top 15 economies in the world, meaning that from the 194 countries that exist in the world, they are among the strongest economically speaking. To achieve this, legal, commercial, and infrastructure barriers have been removed. That's why more businesses are coming to Mexico and are generating more jobs, with the approach to keep growing and to go even further. Moving Mexico, government of the Republic.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get to our intriguing content today, Please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Anaheim City Council member Chris Murray's back with us. Welcome.
Great to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And on this wonderful Friday morning, we are celebrating National Julienne Fries Day. Having beaten anorexia, I am ready for some julienne fries, although almost any kind of fries will do. If your potatoes anywhere are right up my wheelhouse, I'll go that way any time of day. Not a problem there. And looking at the markets, oh boy, the markets. We're going to have some fun. We've been talking about this. There's a couple of issues in the markets. Some you know about, some you may not know about. But I'll tell you right now, retail sales unchanged last month compared to expectations of a 0.4% rise. Excluding auto component sales fell 0.3%. And you need to know, as I've shared with you before, the consumer accounts for about 70% of our GDP. So if we're looking at what the GDP numbers may come out as, when we look at retail sales being poor, that kind of gives us an idea what's going to happen with GDP. Labor Department reports that wholesale prices unexpectedly fell 0.4% in July, missing the estimate of a rise 0.1%. Again, prices excluding food and energy also fell 0.3%. I wonder all the time, and I've shared this many, many times, and I've talked to my friends over at Chapman University in their economics department, out food and energy. Like only in statistics do they take out components that everybody needs, right? It's just amazing. Closely watched consumer sentiment from the University of Michigan came in at 90.4. July's reading was 90.0. Economists expected 91.5. So the economy, consumer sentiment, not looking good. Now, here's an interesting number. You probably heard all of that in the mass media, but I'm going to give you a quote. I share this, and I'm going to read some of this to you. I don't like reading a lot on air because I think it's boring, but the Center for Economic Policy Research suggests that for the EU as a whole, non-performing loans were more than 9% of GDP in 2014. Now, put that in context, 9% of GDP in 2014, well, minus 3% GDP was having influences on the developed nations. The big issue is that's about triple the amount that we had in 2008. We're at 1.2 trillion euros in non-performing loans in the EU. What does that mean to us? Maybe that's part of the reason that we're seeing that the German Tier 1 does not return your money after 10 years. You have to hold your money. The Japan 10-year, you have to pay them to hold your money. The U.S. 10-year treasury, 1.498 as we see right now. I've shared with you before, if you weren't listening, shame on you. But the moral spread, the traditional spread on a U.S. Treasury to get to a 30-year fixed-rate loan, which most people don't follow the spread, which is the important number, 3.258. The spread is 1.76 historically. So we were using regular numbers and using a traditional spread. We should be seeing a 3.258 30-year fixed-rate loan, yet when Freddie Mac reported their survey yesterday, they came out at 3.45. So this prediction is saying we should be going a little bit lower. And I've been sharing with you, based on some of the numbers I'm seeing out Susan.
Ow!
Yeah, painful. And we will see that. Now, I'm going to share with you. I share this with you all the time. If you don't like a 1.2%, and that would be mostly directed at our seniors because they get the brunt of what the U.S. 10-year is doing. Income individuals pay the price for that. Even 1.498, it's not pretty. Paying the money for that. Going to seniors and seniors, especially here in the state of confusion, the ones that are voting, the seniors always vote. Young people rarely vote, but seniors have been voting by definition longer than anybody else. So you're looking at $19 billion in debt. Well, who's the most responsible for that? The people that have been voting for the people that are spending all that money. It's just logic to me. And here's the issue. I want to share this with you because it's one of the oddities of the marketplace. And it's why we continue to have a approval rating for Congress in single digits or teens. It's very, very simple. Because the people that we don't like in Congress are not the people that we elect. You see, it's our senators and our representatives. They're okay. These guys, representatives that we like. That's why we keep reelecting the same people over and over and over again. Obviously, there are some of them, and I'll be the first to admit it. I consistently vote for the same people over and over, although here in the state of confusion, I generally don't find a person for U.S. Senator that I'm happy with. You know, it's kind of vote for the lesser of evils. I don't think if Barbara Boxer said that it was daytime out, I'd have to double check because I generally don't agree with anything she has to say. Thank goodness she won't be around much longer. And don't take that the wrong way. I mean that she's not going to be reelected. She's not running for office. I mean, we've heard enough of that putting words in people's mouth for a long time. So we're going to continue. We're going to try and avoid that on Ron Siegel Radio. Amazing information right there. There are still some cities that are having trouble with the housing crisis. We see that in the news as well. There are 9 cities that can't seem to recover from the housing crisis. And let's just think about the excitement of living in these 9 cities. Thank goodness we're a California-based radio show, so Cleveland is not going to know that we said that they're still having problems on their mortgages. They're still underwater. Las Vegas, Akron, Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, Toledo, Ohio, Chicago, well, they've got a different problem. Their citizens have problems without not taking care of one another. Again, take a look at who the mayor is and a lack of a police force. The police force is way, way, way too undermanned for the problems they've got there. Just a thought. And their governor, it seems like he gets – somehow, how does it work out in Illinois? The governor seems to go from governor to penitentiary. I don't know how that works, but we'll continue just watching how some of these things go on. It's amazing, and you wonder why these cities continue to have the problems they have, yet they continue also to elect the same people, the same philosophies over and over again. Why? I just can't fathom that. You know, you look and you see right now that our economy is struggling. We've got less people, the lowest home ownership rate in, I think it's about 50 years. Labor participation rate, lowest around. Yet people are not voting for change or legitimate change. We'll see what happens come election time. But we're going to get local when we get back. We're going to talk to Anaheim City Council member Chris Murray. It's a topic that will affect most everybody around. So it's going to be a very, very sweeping topic. We're going to chat with Chris. We'll also talk about a walk score. How does that boost your home's value? Not good news for Orange County when we talk about that. Craigslist rental scam. What gives you the most bang for a $100 bill? We'll talk about that, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube, and also in our archives, ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit, and the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit sanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 2137, DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Real Partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners on Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I'll be delivering it every day on Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer can help you get that corrected. And right now, if you are a home renter, be very careful. Craigslist, it's, I don't know how they continue, how you hear so much commentary from Craigslist. And I don't think I've gone on there several times. Most of what I see there is scams. So I would, anything that comes from Craigslist, be careful. One of the latest ones is people putting up properties for rent. They may or may not even own the property. They ask for you to call them or connect with them, email with them, and then they ask for a copy of your credit report before they'll show you the property. Well, what do they want that for? Well, your credit report shows your Social Security number and your birth date. That is what we call non-public information. Don't give that out to anybody unless you really, really need to. And a lot of scammers are using that because that's like the opening the door for identity theft. Be very careful when you give out a birth date, Social Security number, And if they're wanting to see your credit report before they'll show you the property, I would go to another property, because the professionals, they don't want to deal with any paperwork that they don't have to. They'd much rather see if they've got a bona fide individual that wants the property before they start doing any extra work. They have more than enough work as it is. So that's generally a good clue to a scam alert. Be careful. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So we're chatting. We're going to chat this morning. Chris Murray comes in to chat with us, educate us quite frequently. Chris is on the Anaheim City Council. Welcome back.
Thank you, Ron. Great to be here.
One of the reasons, one of the great things that with Anaheim being kind of a microcosm, maybe a macrocosm of the state, right? There's so much stuff that goes on in Anaheim that really carries over. So one of the topics that has been very, very controversial, and I don't know why it's controversial, but is the hotel incentive program. And that really fits in, even though Anaheim's dealing with it on the front lines right now. Those of us that are in San Diego, we're going to be dealing with it as we look into the reason for building a stadium. Los Angeles, building a stadium. Oakland, they don't want to build a stadium, but they're talking about it as well. But what's the benefit of the incentives from the hotels?
Well, Ron, they actually function like a rebate. So it's actually a tax rebate to come and build four Diamond hotels. The reason Four Diamond is important is they generate, even during the incentive period, more money to the city's general fund than a 2 or 3 star hotel does without an incentive. Anaheim has 2 4 Diamond hotels that were built by Disney. Actually, one built by Disney, one recently upgraded by Disney, that are literally, you know, at full capacity all year long with families. By comparison, every other major destination city in the country has, you know, a dozen or 20. We have 2. So we want
to bring a lot of people in here.
We bring more than 26 million annual people. So what that means is a large percentage of those visitors are leaving our city borders and staying in Garden Grove or Dana Point or Huntington Beach or other places where these types of programs and hotels exist. So we're losing that tax revenue. Not only would building these hotels bring additional visitors into our city, but it captures significantly more revenue for core city services. And that's really the economic equation the council has made, is if a tax rebate to build these types of hotels, incentivize these types of hotels, generates exponentially more revenue without having to tax our residents, then that's a good deal for Anaheim taxpayers. And just to give you the numbers, over the first 20 years, which is the rebate period, the city will generate more than $291 million in entirely new revenue to the city. That's a lot of money. It's parks, it's libraries, it's city services that we depend on every day. Over 30 years, these hotels will generate nearly $1 billion. $904 million will be collected just off the TOT. So those are conservative numbers, because we know that these types of visitors who have more money to spend will generate even more out of sales tax and other revenue streams. But just off the TOT, they generate nearly $904 billion in new revenue to the city.
$904 million, not billion.
Yes, I'm sorry, $904 million.
So let's break this down, though, Chris, because I'm a simple guy. And, you know, you start talking about millions of dollars and four-star hotels and some of these big organizations. But when we talk about a rebate, it's not a whole lot different than when Starbucks has a special in the afternoon that says if you bring a receipt in,
right. That
you bought a coffee in the morning, you bring a receipt back in the afternoon, and you get $2 off, or you get a drink for $2.
Right.
That's the exact same thing.
It's the exact same thing.
It's giving you and I as an individual – an incentive to do something that the business wants us to do.
To come back and spend your dollars there again. And that's exactly what the city is doing. We are not giving away. It's been mispositioned as a giveaway. We don't have these dollars now, so how could we possibly give them away? This is about generating significantly more revenue. And it's unfortunate that misinformation is allowed to take root and really expand through media and social media and other ways.
Now, the other part of that I want to really hit on also is because you made a comment that we've got two, or Anaheim, I'm a resident, so I can say we. Anaheim has 2 4-star hotels that are virtually full. Mm-hmm. Now, if a person wants a 4-star or 5-star experience for themselves or their family, and they can't get it at that hotel, then the option, they've only got two options. They're going to go out of the city or they're going to go see Tom Baudet, right? And most likely they're not going to go see Tom, right? So they're going to go somewhere to find what they want for their family.
Now, we know for a fact they're leaving our borders when they want to stay in a higher-end hotel. We have a wonderful selection of 2- and 3-star hotels for families who want to travel on a budget, and they're quality and they're beautiful.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's nothing wrong with that. We want that stock of hotel room available for families on a budget. But to capture that business traveler, they're not choosing to stay in those family 2- and 3-star hotels. They want a higher-end option, and we have enough of those to not only service the 4 Diamond hotels that would come here, and they're doing their own independent economic analysis. The city hired Kaiser Marston, an independent economic analysis, to review our financial data. And it all comes out that we lift all boats by doing this. We raise more tax revenue. It funds more city services. And it does not take away from the 2- and 3-star hotels either. And those hoteliers are not opposing this policy, because bringing in a higher caliber of hotel also helps their properties and helps the entire economy flourish.
Well, one of the beauties that happens there, and I used to travel 30 weeks a year, so I kind of understand the travel world as well. And I did it on business. So Anaheim, in addition to having the resorts, also is doing a great remodel of the convention center, bringing business in. When I was doing in business, you know, you work all day, you have business meetings at night, you want to be as close as possible. And in addition to that, when you're going to go to a restaurant, that's as close to your hotel as possible.
Right.
So in addition to the benefits that are going to come from the hotels getting the business, and the other beauty of it is, now, I had my own company, so I can't go, I can watch these other things. And you watch the guys that are out there on an expense account, they're going to go to the 4-star hotel and they're going to have the $1,000 dinner.
Right?
That's the way it works.
Which means that revenue stream that I mentioned is actually going to go even higher, because we're not even calculating in what those expenses might generate.
Right. And we see that, you know, the big banks, the pharmaceutical companies, the car companies, their people travel on expense accounts.
Music industry.
So they're spending a whole lot of money.
Right.
And to push them out because we don't have a service to support them. Now, when you collect this money, give me just a couple ideas where some of the nude money is going to go to.
Well, we've been aggressively restoring police and now fire services to our city when other cities are contracting out those services because they can't make ends meet. And I think it's an important part of our discussion to have is this policy has not been invented in the last couple of years. It actually dates back for decades. The 4 Diamond policy was adopted by the city in 2001 and 2002. And there's a reason for it. The city has chosen economic development as a way to raise money for these core city services versus taxes on our residents. So let me just share with you, in Santa Ana, Orange, Garden Grove, Buena Park, and other cities on our border, they have utility user taxes, so you pay an additional tax on your utility bill. They have franchise fees. You pay another tax on your cable bill. They have other user fees that we don't have in Anaheim. Anaheim does not have any of these taxes or fees because we've been able to generate so much of our revenue from private sources. So this is really about continuing that heritage, that focus on private sector and freedom-friendly business policies that we've had in Anaheim for decades, truly decades. It dates back to the 60s and the formation of Disneyland.
And a lot of people will look at that when you're looking at the way it reflects to you. Not only are you as a consumer not having to pay these things, but you as a consumer are benefiting from your property values are going to go up, because when somebody wants to move, they're going to be looking at those issues. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. There's a whole lot to this discussion, and we're going to continue with Chris Murray when we come back. We will also talk about walk score. What does that have effect on your home's value, and what states give you the biggest bang for that $100 bill? All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
UDirect IRA Services has helped thousands of Americans invest their IRA side of the stock market into real estate, land, private notes, and more to improve their financial future. UDirect IRA is a third-party administrator providing complete and accurate information on self-directed IRAs so you can make the most of your retirement funds. Educating individual investors and professionals is the cornerstone of UDirect IRA. We have events right here in Southern California geared towards self-directed investing. We also offer webinars, so no matter where you are, you can learn to earn.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today. Being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. You'll get the true equity position of your home by speaking to an individual, not to your computer. I know, it's talking to your computer. My wife loves that. When you talk to the machine and it answers you back or something like that. Walking scores. A lot of people don't understand walking scores. And it is a big topic nowadays for real estate, understanding what the walk score is of a house. Generally, a walk score above 70 or above is a good number. That means you're going to get goods and services close to home where you're going to be able to walk to them. 90 or above is considered walker's paradise. Now, this is California. I understand it. 90 and above, you don't need a car. Oakland walk score 72. Interesting number. I don't know if I'd want to walk in Oakland, but just an issue there. Orange County, though, I'm looking on the list here, the walking your way to higher prices real estate. Orange County's walk score. Now, remember I told you 70 is what's considered good. Orange County is 43.5. Phoenix is at 40.3. And of the cities that are on this survey, basically, the survey was done by Redfin. Phoenix is the lowest at 40.3. Orange County, 43.5. San Diego, Well, actually, Atlanta, 48.4, and San Diego, 49.9. So we're not one of the leaders in this, although there are some areas that are they're working on to try and get a little bit better. Obviously, New York City is probably about as good as it gets. Manhattan, you can get almost anything you want real close there. 88.9 is Manhattan. So that's the target audience. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-A-R, to 79564. Continuing our conversation with Anaheim City Council member Chris Murray, sharing with us, educating us a little bit. Now, Chris, I'm going to throw something out at you, and I don't want to get too controversial, but one of the things that comes up, and I see as a consumer advocate watching, like with this hotel tax, there are people, especially politicians in many instances, that look and say, we know better, and business is going to do what we tell them to do regardless.
Correct.
The other side of it is that entrepreneurs know the answer to everything. Just ask them. And whether they're right or wrong, that's just a trait. When I was at Merrill Lynch, we did traits analysis of people, and that's just a trait of entrepreneurs. They know that's how they got to where they are. They're building a business, so they think they have to know the answer to everything.
Right.
So if you tell a entrepreneur or a corporate executive that the opportunity of building a new hotel or new construction in Anaheim, you know, maybe a mile from Disneyland and the convention center and Angel Stadium and the Honda Center. I got to get the name correct. I still call it the Pond. Right, you get it. Or in another city, but one city is going to give me an incentive and another city is not going to give me an incentive. How do you rationalize the idea of just saying, hey, they're going to do it my way or else?
Well, it doesn't bear any...
No reality to it.
Yeah, there's just no reality to that. The fact is Anaheim put in a policy nearly 20 years ago. It actually had the current mayor's support and the former council unanimous support to put this policy in place at a slightly less rebate period than we have today. And we didn't generate a single hotel, a four-diamond hotel in that time frame because Garden Grove and other cities in Orange County and the region were not only putting a rebate in place that exceeded Anaheim's, but were providing free land and other incentives. So there is a municipal marketplace as well. We compete with other cities that are destination cities for this type of development. There is a finite amount of that level of development. Four-star hotels are significantly more expensive to build. And it's just a fact that with limited investment, Anaheim has been losing. Once we put this policy in place citywide at a slightly higher rebate period, we have now had five potentially hotels come forward to build in our city, and we will generate so much more revenue than the city has ever been able to see before as a result. I think it's important to also underscore that Anaheim emerged out of the recession stronger than any other city in Orange County because of the strength of our resort district and our stadiums. We have been restoring police and fire. We've built community centers. We just opened our 58th park over at Olive Hills this last weekend. More than any other, we have more parks in Anaheim than any other city in North Orange County. So we're doing an awful lot. By contrast, Fullerton had to pull $5 million out of reserve to fund police and fire this year, and five cities in Orange County have either implemented or putting new sales tax measures in place to fund city services.
And how many cities? I mean, I was with some friends just the other night, and they were talking, unfortunately, about the fact that they live in Yorba Linda, and they're disappointed that they have no police department there anymore.
Right.
Right. They've gotten rid of their police. They shared with, I think, Bray or Placentia.
Yeah, the sheriff.
And now it's the sheriff has come in now. Right. And, you know, these are the things that these are big differences. Yeah. And it's a lot of people. And I'm going to say, with all due respect to Chris, a lot of politicians don't realize that it's competition.
Correct.
Right. Anaheim is not does not have a monopoly. You know, a big business owner, well, look what they've done. I mean, I was just listening to a broadcast the other day about the new center and hotel they've built down in Huntington Beach. That whole area has changed because of, you know, competition.
Correct.
Right? And Anaheim has a great opportunity here. And you just hope that some of the folks will heed that and not want to continue taxing the residents.
Right. I'd much rather generate our revenue for Anaheim residents through private development than through out of their pockets, particularly as other cities have done, taxing them on their power and water, which are life essentials, or their cable bills or out of their pocket for fees and services. In this way, our residents benefit, our taxpayers benefit, children and families benefit, and our economy grows. We also generate thousands of jobs. The hotels have requirements to hire local and to hire veterans as first priority. So it's a win-win for Anaheim and city.
And look, here's who the really benefits. I mean, we hear, obviously, we're in this Attorney Bart Carey came in the other day and he refers to this as silly season, right? With all of the national politics, the ones that benefit the most from something like this rebate to the hotels or this incentive to the hotels is going to be the working class, right? The wealthy are going to stay where they want to stay anyway.
Right.
But it's the working class that are going to not have to pay the extra tax on their utilities that you were just talking about on cable, on water. So who benefits from it? It's not the rich.
Well, and these policies don't just benefit Anaheim. Garden Grove's economy is really turning around. They have the Great Wolf Lodge. They now have Hard Rock Cafe coming along with a new hotel. They have had their entire hotel district emerge, and their residents don't even have to pay on our resort bonds. It's something Anaheim residents are providing to the local economy. The county has a revenue stream directly out of the convention center every single year, the county, and that benefits all 34 cities. Orange's Restaurant Row is growing by leaps and bounds and has really seen a 180. You see the block expanding and all kinds of development happening because of the stadium district has been so strong. So Anaheim's not just benefiting its own residents, but it's a huge economic contributor to the entire county.
Well, let's talk about that as well, because one of the things that we're seeing right now, and obviously Anaheim decided, again, not something that I felt was very wise to go to this districting policy and add council members. And not that I have anything against council members, but adding more of them, I'm not sure is real beneficial, but there's some of them that are really looking at the idea of seeing if they can add some of these other taxes back. Do we need those other extra money?
No. In fact, our economic outlook, and we have a very conservative economic outlook every year when we adopt our budget. We even have a mid-year review that we've incorporated. So if we're way ahead on revenue versus expenditures, we can start reinvesting some of that revenue earlier by accelerating community centers and library services and police and fire. But no, we're doing very, very well. We have a number of candidates running in some of these districts that are openly supportive of utility taxes, taxing your power and water, charging a tax when you go on a pay a ticket. So whether you're going to the circus or a movie theater or a ball game or walking through the gates of Disneyland, they want to tax you each and every time.
If I go to my high school football game, they want to charge tax.
If the city were to implement an entertainment or ticket tax, yes, anytime you bought a ticket, you would be taxed, whatever that amount is.
Unbelievable.
So, that just leads me to why I have authored a Anaheim Taxpayer Protection Act, which is a charter amendment on this November's ballot to close a long-standing loophole in city tax policy, which will require the city to have a two-thirds vote of the city council before any new tax or fee could be put on the ballot to voters. They would really have to prove, and there would have to be very strong support, even at the legislative level, to put it before the voters to increase local residents' taxes and fees.
I think it's a great idea right there. And one thing, obviously, I believe, maybe I'm biased here, but I certainly believe that with all these things that have been going on, especially when we watch the news, and I'm a news junkie, we can certainly be proud of the job that the Anaheim Police Department does. They do a fine job every day, and if they can get more people, just think about how much better that they can do. I mean, it's amazing. And I know that there's some people that have problems with that, but I'll be the first. I watch them, and I watch a lot of news, probably more than the average. They do a fine, fine job every day. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we are going to talk more with Chris Murray. We've got bond issues, school bond issues. We're going to chat about that a little bit because I know it's going to be on the ballot in a lot of areas. And we spoke to Greg Rass about that a couple weeks ago. We'll talk to Chris, get her idea on that as well. What states give you the most bang for your buck? All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of retirees' portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145-5. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
Summer's here. How's your AC unit, lawn, doors, and windows? With Hero, make your home more comfortable this summer and lower your utility bills. Visit HeroProgram.com for details or call 855-HERO-411.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for a new mortgage, Gold Star has all the products for you. Let me call up, put you in touch with the right folks over there. What states give you the biggest bang for your buck? This was done by the Tax Foundation recently, and they looked to see how far $100 goes in various states. Basically, when you're either in your wealth accumulation phase, raising a family, retirement. So the best bang for your buck goes to Mississippi. Of course, I'm not sure anybody wants to go to Mississippi, but you get a good bang for your buck there. $100 will get you that baseline, get you $115 in Mississippi. Arkansas, number two, at $114. The worst places in America, the highest cost of living, Washington, D.C., $84. Hawaii, $85.62. I think I'll take that one anyway. New York, $86. California, $88 is what the cost of living is that in comparison. That is interesting information. If you want the whole chart, I'm going to post it right there on Facebook, Ron Siegel Radio. We'll put that on the whole chart on the Facebook page. Has a bearing on where you want to retire, where you want to raise a family, if you have options there. It's also going to have a bearing on your appreciation of your real estate. Great information, as always. I love sharing some of that stuff where people can just get some good info, find out what's going on. Speaking of good info, Monday morning breakfast at, what the heck is the name of the place that we're going to be doing this breakfast at? I'm going to be over there with our friends from Sports One Marketing. They do a great job in a lot of areas. It's breakfast, meats, and hot seats with David Meltzer. He's from Sports One Marketing. He also does a great job with the Irvine School Foundation. I forgot the whole exact title of it, but they give a lot of money to that organization as well. If you want more information, just go to our Facebook page. I'll put a link on Facebook to the event. Again, it's Monday morning, early morning. I don't know. I don't get up so early, so maybe. But I'll be there anyway. Come over and say hello. And if you want to get more information, we'll put it right there on Facebook. I'm going to continue our conversation with Chris Murray, Anaheim City Council. So, Chris, about 2 weeks ago, Greg Raths was in, and we were talking. Greg's a city council member in Mission Viejo, and we were chatting about the school bond that is going to be on the ballot there. And the city council had some questions, and I think it's one of the beauties of an active city council is they probably have better access to information than, you know, an individual than Ron Siegel has, right? I mean, they can ask a school board to give them information. If they want an endorsement, they can say, hey, get us data, and that way we can make a decision. Greg came back and said they asked for data there. They weren't too excited about the data they had at that point. Maybe it'll get better, maybe not. But Orange Unified now is looking to do something similar. They're looking at a school bond. And from what I understand, the city council took that up this past week. And what'd you come up with? Is it worth it? Is it not worth it? We know they need it. Mm-hmm. We know the schools need that help. But are they doing it the right way? Because a lot of us look at it and say, number one, I'm not a big fan of public schools. They haven't done a great job for our kids. I like a voucher system better. But they still have to have someplace to go.
Well, that's accurate. And we do have charter schools in Anaheim citywide. We have several that are doing quite well. You know, and I'm a big believer in parental choice and giving parents the options as well. But I also am a believer in this bond. And I did attend. I didn't just ask the school board for information. I attended their meetings. I listened in when they had their engineering experts and economic analysis that they had also funded to get some independent economic analysis. And when those results came in, it was clear they were doing their homework. They've also, the Orange Unified School District has also put important taxpayer protections in place. There will be a citizens oversight committee that will review both revenues and expenditures. They will also have annual audits of both revenue and expenditures. They put other restrictions on how funding will be expended. So it goes to the lowest bidder. It will have to be qualified, of course,
sure,
to the lowest bid. So there really was a lot of detail put into this bond so that those protections for the taxpayer are in place. But the fact is, in Orange Unified, at least, it's the only unified school district in all of Orange County to never pass a general obligation bond upgrade at schools. Kenyon High School here in Anaheim is more than 40 years old, and it's never had a structural update or modernization. They don't have up-to-date science labs. They don't even have gas and water in their science labs. They have rodent and termite infestations. We've got holes in floors. We've got crumbling walls. There are no up-to-date athletic facilities. So it is time, and that's not something you can fund with car washes and bake sales.
Sure.
So the parents have been heavily involved in this. Taxpayer protection groups have been heavily involved in this. Elected officials have been heavily involved in formulating a bond that taxpayers can embrace in November, and I'm very much hoping that our residents will go forward and support our schools because it's absolutely time. It's past time. We got to get it done.
Well, I think the big question, again, as a consumer advocate, what I look at on those, and what I said when I talked to some of the folks about this last time, is the question mark. I don't think it becomes a question that it's needed. Mm-hmm. I think what a lot of us are afraid of is putting more money. Everything we hear about is for the schools and for the kids. Mm-hmm. Yet then we hear that our scores are not great and our schools suck, right? The facilities, to put it plainly, right? We heard that we passed the lottery so that the schools would have a better, so the kids would have better schools. I think the reason that we did Prop 30 was because it was all for the benefit of the kids. And I know that a lot, especially here in the state of confusion, so frequently when we put a bond measure or a new tax on, regardless of what it's for, they put that it's for the benefit of the kids, and then they use the money for something else.
But
it seems like that's kind of, maybe it's not so, but it's what it feels like.
Well, I think that a lot of that also can come from the media. Certainly there are situations where schools are suffering around the state. But in Anaheim, our schools are actually some of the top performing schools in the country, let alone in the state of California. Canyon was one of the top performing schools. We've got blue ribbon schools in most of our elementary schools, and these are with some of the worst facilities in the entire county. These kids are going, these teachers are teaching, and they're doing really well. Canyon doesn't have any modern or even reasonable athletic facilities, and yet they're some of the top producing teams across the sports spectrum at CIF.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true. Somebody just told me, and I shouldn't mention on air, but I will anyway. Maybe you can confirm or don't know that Canyon has 3 athletes in the Olympics right now.
I would have to confirm.
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't surprise me. Anaheim's also the only Olympic recognized city, host city for USA Volleyball, which is performing very well in the Olympics as well. So we're pretty excited about our students and our teams.
Yeah, but going back to the idea, the facility, they need to have the facility. I think the biggest problem, and hopefully, and maybe with the guidance of some of the council members and the questioning of the councils, is that they'll get a level of, you know, because I think this is the third time they've tried putting this bond on.
This is the fourth.
Fourth time.
And it truly is essential at this point. Our schools may be at the point where they would have to be demolished. And let me just tell you, as a return on investment, it is far less expensive to do these structural upgrades now than have to tear down and rebuild an entire high school.
But have they looked at, you know, and I understand in politics they do all kinds of polling. Mm-hmm. Have they looked at the reason why the bonds passed 3 times or failed 3 times already and made whatever corrections the community is basically saying they want?
Yeah, and I think they have made a lot of the taxpayer provisions that are in there, I think, is a direct response to concerns by taxpayers. I think taxpayers have been weary, especially many of these attempts were during the Great Recession. So people were leery of having any increase on their property taxes, although it's a very mild amount, a very moderate level. $29 per $100,000 of home value. So,
and I think Greg said down there they're talking about $43
right.
per $100,000. So that's a lot less too.
It's a moderate level, but that return on investment also impacts property values. When people go looking for homes, and you know this personally as a broker and realtor, when they look at go looking for homes, families are always looking at the caliber of the school.
Absolutely.
That is a huge criteria.
Sure.
And right now, our schools are not passing muster in comparison to any other schools in Orange County. So it is a direct correlation to property value. So even if you don't have children, if you want your property values to remain high and continue to increase, a high caliber school is absolutely essential to that.
Yeah, we saw that recently, and ironically enough, right across the freeway, Yorba Linda saw some great appreciation. They put in a school that, heck, it's a beautiful, beautiful school.
Right.
And it attracted so much attention that foreign money started coming into the city because of the school.
There's no question that high-caliber schools generate that kind of residential impact and property value impact. So I will just say this. Anaheim and Villa Park have been the two cities in the Unified School District who haven't hit the voter threshold needed to pass this. So if I can just speak to Anaheim residents, your city council's backing this bond. We adopted a resolution on Tuesday supporting it. It's time, Anaheim. We need to upgrade our schools. Our students are depending on us, so let's do this and get it done.
Absolutely. Well, that's where else are we going to go with that then from that? Set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to Chris Murray for coming in and sharing with us today. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Have a great weekend. Make a lot of money. Help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, I'm...